center for menses. Meanwhile, the cirrhosis can stay across the bien coenfluous area if you have a weak lung or bad muscle. Because in there, the dreadful children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away weaknesses from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be carried again to Anjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadful of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, Anjuna can also cut the dreadful under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another dedicated banquet called Piala Mbaka. Visitors can join the event. Since we prepared the banquet for all people to eat together, as a gratitude to the god for the dreadful cutting ritual has been done. But the last ritual will be the flowering the dreadlocks.
Here is a crown for a human, a special woman. It may coincide with the fact that most virgin children in the end are female. The virgin children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Arita from Monosumpo. Since 2 years old, she has asked the dreadlocks to be cut in the end village. She also asked 2 goats.
Wishes are specific, such as one quail egg. The egg must be one and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Like
other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a cart full of virgin children's wishes. There was also another cart with full colored tumpang. Tumpang is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau apa tumpang lobster itu tawaran bikin itu kan seperti pati contoh itu. Nah jadi ada candle pati, ada
tumpang bikin. So, tumpang lobster means that the dreadlock is like rice. There's dreadlock that is like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agricultural trade. White means purity. They will live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Kalau kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, tidak usah nikung-nikung gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau itu simbol nah, itu yang berwarna putih gitu.
Detail about dreadlocks cutting ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in the anhill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The leaking within hot and cold melted air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual began, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight. And the ritual began.
Reported that the implementation of the modern barn and grazing program for the first time in Hulu Sungai Tengah, South Kalimantan has received positive feedback from local farmers. The program aims to improve livestock productivity and farmer income through modern farming techniques. BGN hopes that success in HST can be expanded to other regions across Indonesia. Minister of Religious Affairs Yakut Kolil Kumas announced plans to form an institution dedicated to managing public religious funds in Indonesia. This initiative aims to ensure better governance, transparency, and benefits for the Muslim community. The establishment of the institution is expected to strengthen financial management related to religious activities. And that was the news.
every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the cherry tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Besong Bangsong. Besong Bangsong is a typical food of regional Kibo Hamlet, Simo Lapian Village, Simo Juru Sub-District. Besong Bangsong is a special menu and value food. It's made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadum yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadum tree is mainly found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadum leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used now duck for cooking besong bangsong. Besides wadum yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Besong bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste makes it sour taste, certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid al-Adha. But now, Besong Bangsong can be found at Wittwittan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Besong Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego jawu, as well as traditional snake, such as timu and gatot, which is made from cassava.
You are still tuning in to Indonesia Today with me and Yudiko, where you can always tune in to our online streaming at voinews.id, shortwave in 3255 and 4755. Also, our application in AAA Digital for those of you watching on demand. And please, well, listener, please enjoy our music corner from Ayu Sabi and New Normal with Bunga Abadi.
Bunga Abadi or Eternal Flower, performed by Ayu Safi and the New Normal Kerancang Group. The song written and originally performed by Rio Clappy was released on March 1st, 2024. The song tells a heartfelt story about meeting someone truly special. Through the song, Rio Clappy celebrates the magic of love and expresses gratitude for the people who bring joy and meaning to our lives. It's a gentle reminder to cherish the relationship we hold dear and embrace the true essence of love. Well, listen, let's enjoy the song by Ayu Safi and the New Normal Kerancang Group with Bunga Abadi. Happy listening!
Oh,
of cassava meal. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. Decompaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called tabete. To make cassava meal, initially tabete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very neat steaming cone. The dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the tabete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with tabete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One cassava meal is generally made with a diameter of 10 centimeters and a height of 10 centimeters and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 cassava meals. Such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Cassava is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, cassava is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Cassava can be eaten with outside dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Thank you.
home. After work, it is also skimmed and feels good. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gumbo platter is filled with coconut milk, which is made from steamed coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved pies or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or a prune sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of that gumbo platter, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It's quite affordable, isn't it?
Radio Republic of Indonesia broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisland, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Traditionally, there is great intervals, approximately 5 meters.